Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Flal Zion, the halachas of washing one's hands for davening. So the Chayodim Adam starts off with a halacha which we do not paskin like. He says the following: V'shachar afilo lo yosu tzrocha b'varach asher yotzar al manhago shel olam. So the Chayodim says that we say the bracha of asher yotzar in the morning, even if a person woke up and had no need to use the bathroom and did not use the bathroom for ketanim or for gedolu, so he still makes a bracha of asher yotzar. He's saying it on the fact that in normal, the process from sleeping to awakening represents the minhag that the body is functioning normally. So you're thanking Hashem Baruch Hu, the body is functioning normally, even though you're not doing it in the context of going to the bathroom. Shulchan Aruch says, however, not like this. Shulchan Aruch says you only say it in a case where person actually went to the bathroom, and that's how we do. We only say it in the case a person went to the bathroom in order to not get involved in a suffix bracha. Now, furthermore, the person says it every time he uses the bathroom. If a person relieves himself, their bodily functions, person washes his ear, he'll wash his hands, say the bracha b'asher yotzar. You do not say al netilas yadayim multiple times in the day. You only say it before shacharis. But asher yotzar, you will say every time you go to the bathroom. You wash your hands. Now, washing one's hands after the bathroom does not require a kli meiger. There's no requirement for a kli. There's a chazanish which suggests maybe there's a makor for washing with the kli, but it's an obscure source. In general, the assumption is meiger adin. A person does not need to use a kli. A person did start using a kli, a person should continue, but just because of there is such a shita and you're being machmir on it. But it would be advisable for a person to make sure that he does. If a person sees sometimes that's not really possible, the best thing to do would be to be matra and eder and say that you had no intent to undertake this act of only washing with a kli, that it should become a binding eder. And had you realized it's a binding netter, you would have spoken out bli netter when you started. A person did not speak out bli netter when they started. And this way, a person can't do it; they will not have an issue of being of not keeping a netter. So, a person washes for mincha and mar according to the Rosh. Also, there's no requirement of a kli. The only requirement of a kli is according to the Rosh, but it has to be comparable to the act of preparing oneself to do the avodah, which is from the kier, so, or at least from a kli, so chazar masak and a kli over here as well. So the person says the bracha of asher yotzar. Afilo tipa achaz, even only one drop of liquid came out, mevarach asher yotzar. Aval lefocha and mevarach, a person just passes gas, a person does not make a bracha. But gam yitzarach lo, the other person does not need to wash his hands in that situation. The look at hamanab, now the people which are confused about that halacha. Now, if a person went to the bathroom twice and he had not made a bracha after the first time, went to the bathroom, a little while later he felt an urge to go to the bathroom a second time and did so, you don't make two brachas. Enamavarak rak pamachas, it's not two brachas, it's one bracha after the second one. Deloye, hey, elaka echel base pamim, shavarak brachas, a mazan al echel. That the person ate and they didn't bench for whatever reason, they ate again and they bench. They don't bench twice, they bench once at the end. Now, when nearly the Dafka Shakar hit the base pump, and this time the person already went to the bathroom a second time. Let's say a person went to the bathroom during davening. So a person goes to the bathroom during davening. Let's talk about chakras. So chakras we have from the beginning of davening until Baruch Shomar, from Baruch Shomar until Yishtabach. Then you have Brichas Kriya Shema, and then you have Shemoneh Esrei. You have four sections of davening through Shemoneh Esrei, and then you have after Shemoneh Esrei till the end of davening. So you have five sections. So in the last section, a person goes to the bathroom. First section, a person goes to the bathroom. They wash their hands, and they say a Asher Yotzar at that point in time without a problem. During Pesukah de Zimra, before a person goes to the bathroom, a person should say do the following. He should say the Pesukah of Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen, which we say in Pesukah de Zimra, those four Pesukim, which act as it were a mini sort of ending of the Pesukah Zimmer up to that point. So you said Hoidu Mishum L'Soida Yichvoid and Ashrei. And you realize you want to go to the bathroom, so you say Baruch Hashem Olam Amen, Baruch Hashem Etzion Shekhinah Shalom Halukah, Baruch Hashem. You say those psukim. You go to the bathroom, you wash your hands, you say Asher Yotzar, and then you say those four psukim again, and then you start the rest. Then you say the rest of Pesukah Zimra. So you sort of like interrupt the Pesukah Zimra, but you close it off with Pesukah Zimra starts with the bracha and ends with the bracha. You sort of close it off with doing that. During Berachas Kriya Shema, however, you do not say Asher Yotzar at that point in time. And there's an extreme case in Halacha where a person can actually go to the bathroom during Shemoneh Esrei, which we're not going to discuss right now. But in that situation, you do not say Asher Yotzar in either of those situations. You'd wait till after Shemoneh Esrei to say, so now a person went to the bathroom, he didn't make the bracha, because he's in the middle of davening. Now he gets a new urge. Now it's after Shemoneh Esrei, he has a new urge to go to the bathroom. So what should you do? So the Chai Odom's opinion is, which is not the standard of Psak, the Chai Odom's opinion is, he holds you make one bracha for the previous time, and then you go to the bathroom, and you say a second bracha. Actually, the Psak of most poskim is not like this. The Shari Tshuva says that once a person has an urge to go to the bathroom, so the opportunity we're saying Asher Yatzar from the previous visit is no longer valid, and a person would just go to the bathroom a second time and make the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Have a good morning.